the Ukraine, where 25 people have died and dozens have been injured after a suspected Russian missile struck a civilian convoy in Zaporizhzhia. The attack happened as Russian President Vladimir Putin prepared to hold a signing ceremony in the Kremlin to annex four more areas of Ukraine. Lindsay Hilsum is Channel 4 News International Editor. She's in Kharkiv in Ukraine and joins us now. Lindsay, thank you once again for taking our call on the programme. I just see President Putin is on his feet in the Kremlin declaring that these four provinces, Kherson, Zaporizhzhia, Donetsk and Luhansk, are now provinces, regions of Russia. And we'll discuss the implications of that in just a moment. But first of all, this really horrifying attack, a series of missiles striking a civilian convoy in Zaporizhzhia. What's known about what happened and why this convoy was targeted?
Well, it's horrific, isn't it, that President Putin has now announced that he has annexed Zaporizhzhia as part of Russia, even as a few hours ago, it seems that his military targeted Zaporizhzia, killing at least 25 civilians and injuring maybe 20 or 30 more. What it was is a car park on the edge of Zaporizhzhia. And this is where people who have relatives who remain in the Russian-controlled part of the province go. They gather there and they go in convoy to go and collect their relatives or to go and get anything else that they need. And this has been going on. People have been going backwards and forwards to some extent. And this was a convoy which was supposed to set off at 6 o'clock this morning. It was late setting off, and sometime after 7 o'clock, the missile hit and all of these people were killed. And my understanding is that it's an absolutely horrific sight there of, you know, bodies of people who were just ready to drive off, still in their cars. It's complete carnage. And these people, it can't be stressed enough, these people are civilians. These people are victims of this war. These are people trying to get back into Russian-controlled territories, probably because they just wanted to get their elderly relatives and bring them to safety.
And then separately, elsewhere on the battlefront, we have this encirclement of the town of Lyman, which is, again, within one of these now annexed territories. I think it's in Donetsk. And the expectation that the Russians will be forced out, they'll be forced to retreat.
Well, this is the reason that President Putin is announcing the annexation of these regions, which, it should be stressed, no other country in the world will accept as part of Russia. But because he is losing on the battlefield, that's why he is making these political and diplomatic moves. And what he is hoping is that Ukraine will not continue to try its counteroffensive to get these regions back, and that the West will hesitate in continuing to back Ukraine because it will be seen that they are attacking Russia itself. But what is actually happening on the battlefield is that the Ukrainian counteroffensive continues to have some success, as it has done all the way through this month. And there are between 2,000 and 5,000 Russian soldiers in the town of Lyman who are now apparently surrounded or almost surrounded. And so this will be a question: if, as seems likely, the Ukrainian forces are able to retake Lyman in the next few days, what will happen to those Russian soldiers? Because President Zelensky has said that any Russian soldiers who want to surrender should do so and that they will be treated well. And he has made a plea to those who are newly mobilized. You'll remember that President Putin announced mobilization of Russian soldiers just a few days ago. He said, surrender and we will treat you well. So this may be one of the ways that Ukraine will be getting that message across, if they are able to capture some of those Russian soldiers in that area around Lyman.
In his speech in the Kremlin, which is underway as we're talking, Lindsay, President Putin has been, if you like, I suppose, trying to offer his own justification for the invasion of Ukraine and the annexation of these four territories, saying that people living there were torn from the motherland when the Soviet Union broke up. This takes us back to the early days of the war, doesn't it, when Putin was saying that he didn't even recognise Ukraine's right to exist.
This has been a constant theme of President Putin, that Ukraine is, well, historically they called it Little Russia, that it isn't a country in its own right, Ukrainians are not a people in their own right, that there is no Ukrainian culture in its own right. And I've spent most of this year here, and I have to tell you that I have not met a single Ukrainian who believes that they don't exist. Ukrainians believe that theirs is a country, Ukraine, that they are a people, Ukrainians, and that they have a culture, Ukrainian culture, and it is not just part of Russia. But what President Putin appears to be doing is two things. It's partly about the territory which was lost to the Soviet Union back in 1991 when Ukraine got independence, but also the Russian Empire. He sees himself as a successor to Peter the Great. He sees himself as a great Russian leader who wants to recapture territory for the motherland, for the Russian Empire. And that's why many of the Ukrainians I meet see this as an imperial war, not just a war of aggression in the 21st century, something that goes back far before that.
And just a final question, Lindsay. You mentioned Western military aid to Ukraine. Do you expect that to continue to be even stepped up?
Very much so. President Biden has announced that there will be another 18 HIMARS, that's the long-distance artillery systems, which have helped Ukraine make a big difference in the war. That's one of the reasons that their counter-offensive in the northeast, near where I am, has been successful in recent weeks. They're going to get more of those systems and other systems. But the great fear, of course, is that because President Putin's measures of annexing these territories are a response to his losses on the battlefield, that he may do the most dangerous thing possible, which is use a tactical battlefield nuclear weapon. That is the great fear at the moment. Mm. And what President Putin is hoping is that that will scare the Americans, NATO, other Western countries into scaling down its support for Ukraine. At the moment, there's no sign of that. But of course, the threat of nuclear war hangs over us and is quite terrifying.
And indeed, he's told that Kremlin gathering that we will defend our land with all means. And that land, in the Kremlin's terms, now includes those four provinces. Lindsay Hilsum in Ukraine, thank you very much for talking to us.